Hello, this is DJ Tolstoy, and you are listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Turning off automation for a sec to ID and get us actually started with the show. We are subbing for Preserve Jams today. I hope everyone is having a good morning, whoever might be listening right now. But yeah, we're going to start off with some Vectroid today, I believe. So that is going to be a good lot of fun. And I am hoping you are having an awesome day. Please enjoy.
We'll be right back.
Well, I definitely hope you enjoyed we were first coming in with some of that vaporwave action with Vectroid's song Splash from their album Neo Cali. Let's see. I've only really listened to this album in full. What I kind of do, I have a little formula for whenever I even sub or potentially my own show myself. That is, well, I'll just shamelessly plug for myself, but it's the Small Cactus Radio Hour. But that is Thursday at 4 a.m. So it's likely no one's going to be on. Let's be real here. But anyway, and the next song was Pap Smear, of course it is, by Crystal Castles from their album Crystal Castles 2. It's I can never take that seriously, I am sorry. Definitely, they seem to, I don't know if it's just me, but they seem to have a reputation for out there song names, and this is probably one of the more out there ones. Definitely rest in peace, Crystal Castles. I do know that the musician is still carrying on the moniker, just without the vocalist, Alice Glass. I've not checked out their newest album. Maybe it's good, maybe it's not, but it definitely, at least from one point of view, doesn't exactly feel the same. But hey, you know, if it works, it works. Maybe I should check it out and possibly put some here. Who knows? I definitely want to insert some Blank Banshee. Their newest album, Mega, just came out very recently, relatively, and that's definitely a very good vaporwave icon. But anyway, you're not here for me to rattle about vaporwave for a while, even though maybe you'll enjoy it. But we're going to take a little different genre turn in a quick second.
Thank you.
Well, I definitely hope you enjoyed that. Our first song of that little set was Alabama Shakes, Rise to the Sun, from the album Boys and Girls. Funny thing is, I heard about this band. It kind of goes to show what exposure does to you if you're really good. But they played at Saturday Night Live, actually. Oh, man, it probably was like 2 to 3 years, probably 2 years ago. I want to say it's 1 year ago, but I'm not going to kid myself. but they're really, really good. I believe at least one of the songs was Hold On, and it was amazing. And so I've always kind of tried to check in on Alabama Shakes. And that second song was Painted by Numbers by The Sounds from their disc Dying to Say This to You. They're actually allegedly playing this month. A little bit later in November, I've yet to get myself tickets. I need someone to go with. Always cons is a bit more fun when accompanied. So it definitely is something I want to look at. I've only just really revisited this band. I was definitely a bigger fan of it about 4 years ago. I bet that was closer to when the album came out. Even then, it looks like this album came out in 2005, but still, it's definitely an awesome album. I recommend you check it out. But anyway, we're gonna get into a little bit of anime music here from the same, if you're somehow following me, which was really crazy because the last time I did Rodeo was a sub again, but we're gonna have one of the openings from very much anime near and dear to me called Sayonara Zetsubou Sensei. I'll talk a little bit more about it after this splendid song, but I definitely hope you enjoy.
Yeah.
Was our next little set. First one, as I said, had a little nostalgia in mind, but it was Kuso Rumba by Kenji Otsuki and Zetsubo Shoujo Tachi. That is from the anime, the sequel to the anime Sayonara Zetsubo Sensei, but it's a sequel to Zoku Sayonara Zetsubo Sensei. It's very much an anime near and dear to my heart. It's a very black comedy that attempts to parody and subvert all the tropes that are involved in a certain genre of anime called harem, in which one guy is chased after a bunch of girls, which we all, I think, can see the problems and stuff that can be lampooned in that. And to me, they do it quite well. I won't get too into it because there is songs to play and places to be, but anyway, the next one was Hayley Kiyoko's song Girls Like Girls from her album This Side of Paradise. From what I heard, she actually is playing this Friday, and one of my friends from Gordon's actually gonna see her. She's a lucky girl. I must admit, I have not really listened to too many songs other than from her, other than this one. And even then, it actually took me a while. It's kind of a Girl on You Pretty song. I remember, I must admit, I was a frequenter of Tumblr for, it must be 4 years, 4 or 5 years since I got an account. And I remember that the social network just blew up when this song's music video came out. And it was wild, I'll tell you that. it was definitely a sight to see. At the time, I couldn't even get through it, but I'm glad I'm liking it now. I mean, well, I put it on a radio show, right? But anyway, here I must read an obligatory PSA, as it is in the midpoint of the show. This is going to be your don't drink and drive PSA. If you're under the influence of anything, never even think about getting behind the wheel of a car and driving. People die that way. A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. Well, that's a very grimdark PSA. Very short, but very grimdark. I mean, it's true. Absolutely. It's always very tragic when car accidents like that happen. The worst part, well, maybe not the worst part, but you'll see what I'm thinking about in a second, that often the person under the influence, because often it's alcohol and it's a depressant, they'll often survive because they're just so loose. Like, they'll just kind of, like, be tossed around like a rag doll and it'll be fine. Well, not very fine, but they'll often survive. But often if they're the other side sober and they get... Yes, you can definitely fill in the blanks there. Sorry, that was absolutely grimdark, but reading out PSAs, it's definitely something important. Make sure, even if you do drink, just Uber, cab, go back and get your car. Do any of that, but just do not risk the lives of you and the others around you. I think that seems like a pretty good compromise, right? I mean, Uber is such a thing now. I think you'll be fine. Hopefully. I wish you luck. I don't drink myself, so I can't really say too much. But anyway, on with more music. I'm gonna lighten some of the mood, you know. But anyway, hope you enjoy. This is DJ Tolstoy coming in with the sub.
so fabulous.
Behind us, you never have to wonder.
Well, there was a little triple set here, actually, which Lilina's not always like me, but I really hope you enjoyed anyway. First came in with the song from That Poppies, Money. Wait, no, the song's That Money. It's from the album, artist That Poppy. I am tired, I am sorry. From the album Bubble Bath. I definitely enjoy it. You don't really get too often the songs that are literally like, yes, I do want the cash, and I can definitely respect that. Call me greedy, but I understand morality, but you definitely need cash too in this capitalist society. It happens. Next coming was Paris by Magic Man from the album You Are Here. Definitely great. I found it just trolling on Pandora, and I definitely enjoyed it, and so I put it here. Interesting. Another song from Panic at the Disco with Girls, Girls, Boys from the album Too Weird to Live, Too Rare to Die. This set of titles, even alone, actually I relate to very deeply. But anyway, that's how it goes. It's definitely a great song. I listened to it, I'd say. Last year, I saw the music video. The music video features the lead singer naked. You don't see the bottom half, but definitely almost do. And I watched it in the lobby of my high school with my friend, and our English teacher walked by, and that was fun. But anyway, vignettes for later. We're going to come in with some Joy Wave. And perhaps a little bit of Charlie XCX, and we'll see how it goes. You are listening to WMFO, and this is DJ Tolstoy.
Age.
You enjoyed. That was Charlie XCX's song Doing It. It was the solo version. I did not figure that out when I put this on the playlist, but you know what? It's all gonna be fine. It's from the Disc Sucker. The more popular version actually would actually be the Rita Ora, who it's funny, I don't really know any songs that she actually sung like solo. Like, I know her from Iggy Azalea's Black Widow. I know her from her with Charlie XCX, but like, I've never really thought about her as like an artist that does things solo, which I think is really funny. I'd say that's when something like that backfires, if the only thing you can think of is other people's music. But, I mean, what can you say? I mean, as long as he's getting exposure and royalties, right? I don't know. But, anyway, this is probably going to be the last song. This is Toki Monsta's Sweet Day from the album Midnight Diner. This is DJ Tolstoy, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. I have been subbing for Preserved Jams. Probably next week you'll be returned to your regularly scheduled programming. Hope you though enjoyed the different interval. That's all I can say. Thank you guys so much for listening, and I will let Toki Monsta take us out.